So anyway, in a month or so. Looking at my life now and back, which I have done so many times on the way leading here, and I realize I have some, I'm often, I think, so problem that I can say that I, or I'm somewhat troubled by, not so much, but I can understand that those who anxiety, as we often meet when we work as hypnotherapists, people who have that kind of angst or fear sometimes, or anxiety, oro. I think it is rather common. My mother had a little pill box in her medical closet, Valium or something, and it said, take one pill when under anxiety. I don't think she took much of that, but it probably helped her through our trial, because I wasn't, and my sister wasn't either, I think. That easy. I also said later on that we weren't much of a problem, and I can understand that today we would have been considered angels. But anyway, so that anxiety . Where does it come from? And of course, that's also, I mean, if you can recognize this in yourself, then the way we do it in therapy is to just feel it, get into it, and ask yourself, or your deeper self, the unconscious down there, your inner guide. Why is this feeling here? And to me, one answer was yes, there's always the anxiety when you have children, anxious father. But they are 20 now, just about to step out into life. Take it easy. But that's the way it goes. Is that it's about as I said, an insight. what? Picture. But yeah. Outside of that, as long as someone side got this. We're living. Thank you. knew his time was limited. He said it to started this movement, this Hare Krishna, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and put it in the hands of his students, his disciples, saying, you have to do this, managing and building and expanding. And then he turned to his books, just hoped for the best. And you can see, I mean, some they criticize and say, oh, this is wrong, that is wrong. But me and, well, most of the friends I've been talking with from my time and age, we just look at each other and say, oh, it's amazing that it turned out as well as it did. A movement built up in 12 years or so by some crazy drugged out hippies, basically, as leaders, what they had been just a few years before. No experience, hardly anyone had, or personal life or whatever. And there he is, and he wants to give the best advice that the Indian wisdom tradition can give. You know, there are so many schools and branches, traditions there in China, in India and in China, I guess. In Asia in general, they're more pluralistic in that way, but at the same time, they're more philosophical, and they, in those schools and chains of knowledge and philosophy, they try to find and get closer to the actual reality and truth. So I would say that's healthy spiritual movement when this is going on. Not that here is my institution and there is your institution. I want to take the members from your institution, your citizens, and make them mine, because I am right and you therefore is wrong. So, you know it, the whole story. So anyway, I started talking about how you feel, and do you feel good, or do you have some dark feelings in there, or anxiety, or, I mean, some, I can see, have that darkness, that anxiety, that's something that can be strong when you grew up in a religion or so, or wherever you grew up, if that became your world and your country or family and so on. To deal with doubts and, you know, if I would just admit how I really feel about this, well, how about this and that? I don't feel good about that. And some, they don't dare to do that because criticizing the holy leaders. And that therefore they will incur sin and go to hell. Well, I basically heard devotees talking like that, expressing such an an outlook on themselves. And more often than not, and I guess some now they think I am one of those criticizers and you should turn off this and then you, but more often than not I and others with me, so I don't think I'm completely speculating. I notice that such people are often chronically sick. But not only those, or it may be combined. But also those who put a lot of demands on themselves. And I think I started studying it a little bit. Someone could research it if but it may be common among such persons to have very demanding parents, things like that. So it's we have our psychological history to it. But then there was also that more then than now, I guess. That burden on everyone to build up and make finance, buying that land and building that sewage system. At the same time, spread the Gaudia mission. So yes. And just have an inner conversation there. Meditate on the mantras, but stop. Listen, feel. What's in these memories? These as they came, then little black ghosts or monsters up. Say to yourself, I say memories, feelings, things that happened a long time ago. And all I need to do is to stand here and let them out. And they may make noise and jump up and down. But then they will calm down and I can open the door and bye. Or they just wither away and disappear.